whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano. Very happy to be sitting with two very, very nice young ladies representing NESSF. Now, you're probably wondering, what does NESSF mean? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce Kaylee to you and Caroline, and I'm going to let them tell you. Kaylee, what does that mean?
NESSF stands for New England Science and Sailing Foundation. We are located out of Stonington, Connecticut, and have additional sites that we work out of as well.
Okay, so it's about sailing.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, that's good. So we're going to say we're going to wait. You know, some people might want to get in the mood and put on their sailing hat or something, or their rubber outfit while they're sitting there listening to you to get in the mood. And Caroline, you are the Director of Communications. Is that correct?
The Associate Director of Communications. But yeah, I've been working for NESS the last couple years. Really happy to be giving people access to the ocean out of Stonington and other of our sites throughout southeastern Connecticut and Rhode Island.
All right. So there's more than one site then, not just Stonington.
There is. We have 10 sites now.
Wow.
A site is considered kind of anywhere we have a teaching opportunity. So we're in classrooms in New London. We have a couple different locations in New London. We're also in Westerly, Rhode Island. So we're really all over the place.
All right. Well, great. And you are not necessarily on the water yourself, right? You're an office type person?
That's true. I'm not necessarily out on the water, but as Kaylee will tell you, sometimes I sneak out to do some photography or videography. So you can find me at my desk most days. But if it's nice out or if I'm feeling like I need to go outside, I'll sneak out there and take some footage.
All right. Let's find out a little bit about each of you. Kaylee, how long have you been with the organization?
I started with NESS last summer as a seasonal staff, working with adult and adaptive sailing, and also helping out with some youth programs. And I returned just this month as a full-time staff.
Okay. Let's back up a second, because I think some people might have heard you and then said, adaptive sailing? Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so adaptive sailing is just a way to explain that we can take any person out on the water that may have a physical or a cognitive disability, and we have the equipment and staff to support them experiencing sailing just how everybody else does.
Oh, all right. Great. So it's if it was a concert hall, it might say handicap accessible.
Yeah.
Basically. Right?
Yeah, accessibility is what it's all about.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's an excellent point. And are you from the Connecticut area?
Yeah, I grew up in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and went to school in Connecticut, and actually just returned from D.C., where I went to grad school for speech-language pathology.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
And Caroline, how about you? Are you a Connecticut person?
I am not a Connecticut local, actually. I grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh,
and then went to school up in, I know, I went to school in Maine and then actually came to Stonington. It must have been 2013.
Are you Colby?
Bates, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, tried. It was a shot. Right?
Yeah, you got one of the Maine schools, so you get points for that.
There you go. All right. And what brought you to this is it an organization or a company?
So we are a nonprofit 501c3. So we're an ocean adventure education organization, and we engage students in experiential learning. Our aim is to build confidence, teamwork, and leadership skills through things like marine science, adventure sports, power boating, and of course, sailing.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So basically, we're out. Is this a year-round operation?
We are year-round, yes.
Okay, so if it's snowing and 20 inches of snow on the ground, do you actually go on the water?
We don't sail in the snow.
Okay.
But we do offer other educational experiences with our marine science programs and in some schools locally.
Okay. So we now know that we have a Massachusetts person and a Connecticut person involved. About how many other people are in the organization? Is this like a 1,000-person organization or 10 or somewhere in the middle?
It's somewhere in between. So we have 26 full-time staff members who are year-round. Mm-hmm. And then we have usually between 10 and 15 AmeriCorps members. We do have an AmeriCorps program that runs for the length of a school year. And then come summertime, which Kaylee was talking about earlier when she joined originally as a summer staff member, we usually bump up our staff members by about 30. So we'll gain 30 seasonal staff members to help us run summer camp for kids and other summer programs in New London, and then our travel and summer programs in Westerly.
Okay, so it almost doubles in the summertime.
Exactly.
All right, so a lot of things going on there. Let's take it from the beginning then, as far as people wanting to get involved. You have a website and you have a phone number. I just want to get that out to them. What website would they go to look at?
Sure. They would go to our website, which is nesf.org. So that's NESSF.org.
All right. That's the important part, the F.
Exactly.
NESSF.org. All right. And is there a phone number they can call the old-fashioned way?
If they wanted to, they could call us at 860-535-9362.
All right. Now, are there special programs that come up now and then that things people want to get involved with?
Yeah, definitely. We're actually nearing our adaptive demo day in just a couple weeks if people are interested in checking out what exactly adaptive sailing is.
Mm-hmm. And what? How do they go about that?
So they can register online. It's free to come for a sail or even to just check out our facility, but there are limited spots. So you would go to the website, nessf.org/sailing.
Well, they can find it somewhere on the site, right? There'll be a connection to it. So when you say it's free, that's free to anyone?
So we're aiming towards people who may have physical or cognitive disabilities, but if they would like to bring any family or friends, that mm-hmm. more than welcome to.
Okay. So they don't have to be alone. They can bring a companion or a friend to help out if necessary or whatever, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, when these days happen, and is it a two-hour thing? Is it 3 hours, five? What kind of time period is it?
Each sail should last maybe over an hour. We're going to be pretty flexible with who signs up and who shows up, and try and give the best experience, especially if it's a first timer.
All right. So if there's 10 people, maybe one amount of time. If there's 100 people, it'll be different, right?
Yeah. Our boat can fit comfortably up to 5 or 6 adults. So.
Okay. Is there one boat?
There's one adaptive boat, and then we also have a fleet of keel boats that are very stable and sturdy. So we have the opportunity to go out in more than one boat.
All right. But this event that you're talking about, that's going to be, is that May 18th, I believe, that the event is going to be?
Yeah, Saturday, May 18th at our Stonington site.
And they can, when they sign up for a particular time slot?
When they sign up, yeah, you can sign up for a time slot depending on who we have so far, and we'll organize that all with you so you know exactly. Okay. Exactly when to come.
All right. So you'll get a message back about, yes, be there at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever. And what about the weather? What, suppose it's not particularly nice. How does that work?
Yeah. So we always have an eye on the weather at the docks. If it does get rained out, we do have a alternate rain date, and we'll be sharing that information if that is the case. Last year, we actually did have to postpone due to weather.
All right. So you're more like baseball than football, right? You'll go with the weather. With the rain, you'll get postponed.
Yeah, we go with the flow.
You're not like football players. You're not going out there in the storm, right? Okay. All right. Do you need to have any particular equipment or anything like that to be able to go out on the boat that day?
Nope. So we have all the equipment you need in terms of a life jacket. We also have transfer boxes in case you need assistance getting into the boat itself. We have bucket seats, two on our adaptive boat that provide good support, as well as a 5-point harness if you have decreased core stability or core strength. They're very stable and sturdy and can accommodate all sorts of physical disabilities.
So needless to say, if you're listening and you haven't heard about this before, you've done this before. So it's not, you're not reinventing the wheel here. You know how to take care of people and how to make sure everything is safe.
Definitely, yeah. Adaptive sailing is definitely a growing sport in the U.S. sailing governing body. And I'm super excited to just get the ball rolling at NASS.
Excellent. All right. So that's going to take place on May 18th. That's the Adaptive Sailing Demo Day. And there are lots of other things that go on throughout the summer. What about regular programs? How do regular people sign up just by going to the website? Is there a particular series of times? Does it take 2 weeks? Is it a three-week program? Or how does that work?
So we really have all different types of programs. As we talked about earlier, we are year-round. So if you think about, we're coming into the summertime, so we're busy with adult sailing, adaptive sailing. We also have programs in New London, so that's eco tours, it's sailing there. We really have all types of stuff for adults. We even, beyond that, we have a full-fledged summer camp. So in Stonington, we've got summer camp going on starting, I think June 23rd is the first, the start of camp. Those can be week-long camps, they can be month-long. We even have one that's 8 weeks for really advanced sailors. And then, just because summer ends, what is it, August or early September, our programs don't. So we have school programs mm-hmm. and travel programs all year round. So we're in the schools, but then we're bringing schools to our Stonington location, our New London location, and in the summertime, we're taking schools and organizations to our Westerly site. So a lot going on all year round.
Yeah, that sounds that way. All right, well, I want to get into a couple of the things you mentioned, but I want to stop for a quick break. We'll do that, and then we'll come back with more about NESSF. New England Science and Sailing Foundation, NESSF. I like doing it that way, NESSF. The New England Science and Sailing Foundation is here today. We're talking to Kaylee and Caroline about things that go on with the organization. It is a 501c3, which means that a lot of people, maybe such as yourselves, that are normally in the sailing business. I know some people involved in Newport that, are on salary for $300,000 or $400,000 a year, but that's probably not the case with you, right? It is a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
That was right. The answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you both here today, and the organization itself has won some awards. Caroline, why don't you speak to that? What kind of awards have come your way?
Sure. So we've been really honored the last couple of months. We've heard about some awards we received for our work in 2018. One of the most recent ones we heard about was actually from the Eastern Connecticut Chamber of Commerce recognized NESS for our work in 2018. Just last month at their annual meeting, we received their Nonprofit of the Year Award, which we're really proud to receive. Basically, it just recognizes the nonprofit who's really making a difference in their community, and we really are community-oriented. We're doing it to give mm-hmm. people access to the ocean in their communities. So wherever we are, that's our goal. So we were really excited to receive that award. And then, let's see, there was another one. Oh, it was, and again, I'm going to have to see if I can get this correct. So it was the Eastern Connecticut Mentoring Collaborative recognized NESS, I think it was back in January, for our work in New London. So in New London, we have our, I think it's 13 AmeriCorps members. They're in the New London public school system working with the kids each day during the school day. And then also the AmeriCorps members who are part of NESS are running our after school programs there. The goal is to teach STEM and also to really mentor the students and give them, an extra helping hand with their schoolwork or just, another resource for them in the classroom. So we're really proud to be recognized by that Connecticut Mentoring Collaborative as the Outstanding Mentoring Champion of the Year for 2018. So we're really proud of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let Kaylee explain about one other big award we got.
Yeah, another really exciting and honorable award is the Jim Kilroy Outstanding Outreach and Inclusion Award. And that was given to us by U.S. Sailing. And it was recognizing our work in 2018 for promoting access to sailing by including people who might not have access originally, mm-hmm. Which goes really well with what Ness is founded on and its core values.
Excellent. All right. Well, it sounds like great work. I just want to touch back again because you mentioned AmeriCorps a few times, and I just want to, some people might not be familiar with what that is. So just briefly, AmeriCorps, is it kind of like an American Peace Corps kind of thing?
That's exactly it. So it's nationally, it's across the nation. There are all different types of programs. So, you know, for our program, there are AmeriCorps members. Our AmeriCorps members are focused on water sports and marine science.
Caroline, you said something earlier about eco tours or... I think I heard you say that. Are you talking about environmental type tours of sailing?
Actually, no. We do eco tours out of Ocean Beach Park starting in June, and those are kayak and snorkel tours in Alewife Cove, which is the creek right next to Ocean Beach Park, right beyond the water, you know, where the water sports take place.
So that is for people that would like to do something a little bit different. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah,
so.
Rather than sitting on the beach, you can get in the water and take a look at, you know, what's under the water and what's going on the ocean floor.
And that leads us to a whole nother category of just adult sailing and boating and so forth.
Yeah, so, you know, that eco tours don't start till June. We kind of wait till the water gets a little warmer. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in full swing in terms of getting people ready to get out on the water on their powerboats. So for adults, that means we've got powerboating classes, both the classroom-based ones. So if you're in Connecticut or Rhode Island and you need your safe boater's license, we're doing those classroom-based ones. We're also doing the hands-on courses. So if you really want to work on your powerboating skills, you can come to Ness, and we have a really great 16-hour course that will take you through both the classroom piece of it, so you'll be learning all the background information, but then you also get 8 hours out on the powerboats actually driving them. So
that's kind of an important point because that's not in your name. Sailing is in your name.
Yeah, sailing and science, but we didn't manage to stick powerboating in there. But that is a really important piece, especially with water safety.
Sure.
And keeping people safe out on the water. So that's something we really ramp up in May and early June as people are, you know, maybe taking the covers off their powerboats or getting excited about getting back out on the water, you know. Think of Ness.
Yeah, and I also think people that have power boats, and sometimes just like learning to drive a car, you might have a younger person in your family that wants to start driving, and maybe you're not the best teacher.
That's exactly it. We get a lot of parents who call and say, could you teach, you know, so-and-so how to drive the power boat? Because
right.
We don't quite feel we're up to it. So we do have, you know, our classes, that 16-hour class I was talking about. You know, younger students can come to that, but we also have power boating as part of our summer camp. So we have week-long programs for kids.
Is there an age for power boats where people are not authorized to do that?
And you know, that's a really good question. Off the top of my head.
I have great questions,
don't I? You do. You really do. 12 is standing out in my head, but I think
good.
That's the minimum to take the class, the summer camp class, but I'm not sure about actually getting out on the water.
It's probably different in Rhode Island than it is in Connecticut, too, I would guess.
I would guess. You know, yeah. We're in Stonington, which is kind of the nexus of Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York is right across the way, so we've got a bunch of different rules going on in one place.
All right. Well, we'll check that out. Next time you come back, you'll have an answer for me.
We'll keep you posted.
The minimum ages. Right now, someone's at home going, I know. Well, drop us an email at wcri@classical959.com, and then I'll know. All right, let's get back to the programs that are going on. And I think we've pretty much covered the fact that this is a year-round operation with lots of people involved. And power boating is something I didn't expect to hear today. Sailing is obviously in the name, and that's a big part of it. What about just are there other instructions? I mean, suppose somebody just wants to take a canoe out or something like that. Is there any safety or things that are involved with your group with that?
So we do rentals as well. So if you're a paddle sport connoisseur, we have kayaks and stand-up paddle boards in our Stonington location that you can come and rent. Kaylee can probably speak better to, we do actually rent out our sailboats. So we have keel boats that you can rent. So Kaylee, why don't you tell them more about getting certified and all that?
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, we have a fleet of keelboats. Predominantly, they're called sonars. And if you come for a day and you want to rent one of the keelboats, you can take a checkout sail. So
is this a one-person sailboat or a two? Or
you can sail it if you're very confident as a single-handed sailor, but you can bring up to 5 guests with you.
Oh, okay. So this is not like one of those when I was young. There used to be like a sail on a piece of styrofoam and you would go out and that kind of thing. These are actual boats.
Yeah. So it's a keel boat. So it has a fixed fin at the bottom of the boat, and which makes it very stable and sturdy. And this boat has 2 sails.
Okay. I just wanted to get people the right image in their mind. So You're talking about some work involved and learning how to do all this, and if there's 2 sales involved with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and all the classes that are necessary, or do you send someone out with them the first couple times?
So we'll always make sure that we're meeting the skill level of the sailor. So if somebody's a novice sailor and they want to learn how to sail, we offer beginning sailing or learning to sail courses for adults and families, which are beginning to run soon, actually. And then if you're looking for the next level up, we have intermediate. And then if you pass, if you go through both of those classes and you have a lot of confidence, you can do the checkout sail and take the boats out with your friends and family.
All right. I'm reminded of a time my brother had bought a catamaran from a friend, and we brought it to this lake in Massachusetts, pretty big lake. And the two of us hopped on it and thought, how tough could this be? And then it was great getting out into the middle of the lake, but we had no clue as to how to get back. So that's the kind of thing you want to avoid by your classes, right?
Yeah, so always want people to make it back.
Getting out there is sometimes easy. Be like Castaway and Tom Hanks. Anyway, we've now covered the fact that you have canoes and kayaks available for rent in Stonington. And the boats themselves. What about as far as touring, if somebody wants to have a so-called party and like, I want to take a few of my friends out. I don't want to work. I just want to kind of cruise along. How does that work?
Sure. So we wouldn't say we've got a party boat, but we definitely, starting in May, we are going to run our harbor cruises and our sunset cruises on a Carolina skiff, which is a bigger power boat with a little shade over the top, so you're not totally exposed to the elements, but it is an open air boat. But we do evening sunset cruises and then Saturday morning harbor cruises where you can grab friends, family, come aboard and just kind of take in the beauty of Stonington Harbor and maybe a little bit outside in Fisher's Island Sound.
And about how many people will that hold?
Quite a few. So we would say, I think, 16 comfortably.
Oh, all
right.
But
if you had some, kids along with you, you might be able to squeeze in a few more.
So, but the idea is that someone would rent the whole thing.
You can rent the whole thing. You could charter it if you want. But we do have open enrollment classes. So you can go online to our website. Mm-hmm. I think it's nesf.org/tours. And you can see the availability. You don't need to rent the whole boat. You could just buy a couple tickets and bring your friends, and you'd be on there with some other like-minded, fun people.
Right, but it is available if you wanted to. Let's say there was a group of 10 that wanted to have a wedding party or something, and this was just something they wanted to do as a little fling. That's available too, right?
Definitely. Yep.
All right. And about how long are the cruises normally?
So the sunset cruises are 90 minutes.
Okay.
And the harbor cruises, so that's the Saturday morning cruises, those are a full 2 hours.
Okay. So Saturday morning and then harbor, and they run all day long for other kind of things.
Yeah, we're a little limited because we do use this boat for a lot of our programs. It's one of, it's a really great asset to get a bunch of, students, whether those are school students or summer camp students, out into the water, out to, further beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, it's usually booked up. So those sunset cruises starting in May are Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
Okay.
And then the harbor cruises are just Saturday morning. Now, if you wanted to charter the boat or rent it with 10 of your closest friends,
right,
we do have some availability on that on those other weeknight days. And mm-hmm. then definitely, Sunday.
Well, before we go today, I do want to talk about a couple other events that are coming up. And then I want to recap everything because you've talked about so much and so many different programs. It's going to be kind of It'd be nice to have a little wrap up here. June 22nd is an important date coming along. What's happening then?
So June 22nd is what we call Ness Fest. It's in our Stonington location, so that's 72 Water Street in Stonington, right in the borough. And that day, it's a full day. So basically everything we've just been talking about, from kayaking to stand-up paddleboarding to sailing with Kaylee to the boat tours and the Carolina skiff, that's all going to be happening all at once.
All on June 22nd.
All on June 22nd, so 11 to 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Basically what we do is we open up our Stonington campus and we have all of our water sports going down on the water. We also have our marine science lab and our touch tanks open so people can go and walk around and learn about that. I think this year we have Mystic Knot Work coming back and they're going to be doing some knot tying sessions and I think maybe make your own bracelets. And then we have a food truck come as well. So we really pull out all the stops and it's just a way to get people out on the water, excited about summer, and just coming to learn more about Ness and what we do.
Excellent. All right. You said touch tank.
Yeah, touch tanks. So that means basically we have crabs.
Oh, it's not a can of gasoline.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, go ahead. You have crab?
We have crabs and other little critters from the area that we have in tanks that you can take a closer look at and learn more about. So we'll have our educators there explaining, you know, kind of the intricacies of the ecosystems that are right in our backyard. So in Stonington, the tidal ecosystems just around the area.
Excellent. All right. So that's all June 22nd, and more information is available on the website, obviously. And so why don't we just kind of wrap up some of the things we've talked about and remind everybody about, first of all, the big event coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yeah. So on May 18th, Saturday, we're having our adaptive demo day. We talked about that before. And it's a free event if you want to come and sail with your family or friends. And it's welcoming people with any physical or cognitive disabilities. And
they should go online to make an appointment.
Yeah, right? Go online and reserve a spot for a free sail. Yep.
All right. Excellent. And other things that we just want to touch to make sure people don't forget about. We talked about the June 22nd thing just a minute ago and the May 18th, and then classes. People sign up for classes. Make sure you should be doing that soon, right?
Yep. We have on our website for our youth sailing, and then active.com, which is just another kind of sign-up website, we have for adult keelboat sailing lessons and powerboat lessons.
Okay. So I know that in some organizations, things fill up very quickly. Is this the kind of thing that people should do like today to make sure they get in, or is there time for a little bit of space before they have to get worried about not being able to be included?
The sooner the better. Okay. So for frame of reference, we opened our summer camp registration on February 1st, and we are sold out of a lot of those programs. So if you want to do something at Ness, we encourage you to sign up early to make sure you've got that spot. So especially adaptive sailing demo day and some of those smaller adult sailing and powerboating classes, those fill up very quickly. So if you have an interest, definitely visit our website and sign up.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in this morning and telling our audience about something I had no idea about, which is a great organization located in Stonington and other spots. And if you'd like more information, make sure you go to that website. Remember, it's NESSF.org. And thank you both. Thank you, Kaylee, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And Caroline, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.